Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You're taking much too long. Are you sure this piece looks great? I'm worried, I'm tired, I'm late. I want it just like yours. Perhaps it'll open new doors. It's confidence I like. Maybe you'll bring it all back. Tease it up. What a tease. What a tease. What a tease. Tease it up. What a tease. What a tease. What a tease.
What a tease.
What a tease. Teaser Louise. Teaser Louise. All the guys call it Teaser Louise. Without her hair, without her face, she just stayed Teaser Louise. Teaser Louise, Teaser Louise, ah, you know she's not out to be.
Yay! We made it! Looks like we made it, kids! Happy Platy Jubes! Happy Friday! Happy Watco, Team Watco!
Happy Bad Lighting!
Happy Bad Lighting! Happy... I'm not bothering doing my hair at the moment, and I'm loving the fact that I'm not bothering doing my hair. Welcome to the Late Night Alternative, Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle. We have sent the link out for free. We've invited... It's Platy Jubes... We've invited everybody, invited Her Majesty. We've not invited the nonce prince, but we've invited everybody to join us. If you see the, I've tweeted the link. If you would like to retweet that, that would be really helpful. We thought we'd just get as many people in as we can.
Yeah.
We might get a few more Patreons. Thank you, everyone. But we might not. And we just thought, let's just open the doors. The video is no longer unlisted. The link is out there. Everybody, come join us.
Welcome,
one and all.
Welcome, welcome.
Exactly. One and all, everybody. Here as we celebrate the Queen and all who sail in her. I think she's dead. She's not been seen the last couple of days.
She's knackered. Listen.
We're doing this for her.
I'm half that woman's age and I'm knackered. She's got to be absolutely shattered.
She, I predict she is dead.
No, she may be partying.
You think she's doing a few pills? one great thing.
There was something beautiful today. The nation united, didn't it? Behind a common cause.
Let me find the clip on here because it's got the commentary from the BBC. I bet. Gove and Dorries and all those lick spittles are already blaming it on the BBC. They'll be blamed. It wasn't as bad as that. There were only a few people.
They put the microphones. There were plants.
It wasn't as bad. And that's why we need to privatise. That's why we need to privatise the BBC.
Yeah.
So Boris Johnson comes out. And let me just put that there. Let me just drag those up there. Hang on. So it's got a bottom left. Boris Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, coming out for the Queen's doodahs. Here we go.
But the Queen welcomes them as someone who's, they're part of her family.
The Prime Minister just arriving with his wife.
It's quite booing in the crowd there.
And you can hear it. There is really quite a lot of booing, actually.
Wow.
A substantial amount.
Didn't see that coming.
Kerry did. She's got the right hat on. She's trying to deflect it.
Quite a moment.
We've all moved on, right, guys? We've all moved on. What is great about that is that's the people he thinks he's... They are literal flag wavers.
Yeah.
They have literally got the flag of St. George and the Union flag. They're holding it. They're stood between it. They have come out because they may not be royalists, but they want to be part of this British celebration. You don't get more British than the people that are stood behind that barrier. The people that stood right close to the barrier, I bet they've been there overnight.
Yeah, camped out.
Those are the people he thinks he's working for. They're the ones booing him. Let's watch it again, because it's so beautiful.
But the Queen welcomes them as someone who's
part of
their family.
I love the fact that one of these pick up on as well.
The Prime Minister just arriving with his wife.
It's quite booing in the crowd there.
I love the fact it's one of the guests goes, oh, there's quite booing in the crowd there.
There is really quite a lot of booing, actually.
Wow.
A substantial amount.
Didn't see that coming.
Awkward.
Look at that.
Quite a moment.
Boris Johnson being booed. Yes, sir.
Can I play Do You Believe Her?
Oh.
The start of it.
Yeah. Do you mind if my son plays Daydream Believer on the trombone?
Wait, I need to...
Let's have this. Why not? Order new one says, unblock me. Who are you? It's going to be one of those shows tonight. Here we go. Take it away, boy.
Wait, I need to remember. I'll come back and find
He me. Needs to remember it. Order new one says, unblock me. From what? Who are you? Why did I block you? That's the question.
Yeah.
Why did you get blocked? Beautiful. I love that clip. Honestly, that's great. That clip gives on Twitter. I'm about to block you here unless you give me more details. What's your Twitter name? And why did I block you? That video clip gives me hope. Gives me hope that it's not just a few lefties, myself included, on Twitter that are upset about it. Actually, they are upset. There's a clip of them leaving, is there?
Ooh, did not know this. Thanks, Andy
Mulligan.
Let's have a little look.
Let's see if we can find that Boris Johnson leaving.
When she comes out, does she have the hat on the other side?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Well done, Britain. Well done, Britain. Fuck those two. State of those two. And they're both guilty. He's more guilty. He's the goddamn Prime Minister, right? He's ultimate guilty. And for a while, there's a bit of a thing, oh, leave her alone. No. She's complicit. He's ultimate guilty, right? I'm not saying they're equal in any way. He's up there. But she is complicit. That ABBA party, all of that stuff.
Let's also remember... She's a PR executive, basically. Yeah. She knows about public image. She knows about spin. He married someone who should have made things smoother for him.
And by the way, the person who tweeted me, I do not know your name. It was a bring your own booze event. Ladies and gentlemen.
Where the hell are the bells?
Your bell is on the floor. It fell on the floor. Stephen, yes? Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. This guy has just worked out Daydream Believer on the trombone himself. Here we go. Work this out himself. Genius. There we go. Okay, he's going back. He's a professional. What's it? Stephen T. 35. He was blocked for being a fanny. Well, let's have a little look, shall we? Stephen T. 35.
I blocked you as well, so I'm guessing.
Tell me, don't say for. Right, here we go. Here we go. We're going for it. Here we go.
Probably the notice flag room, but... What? I keep messing up.
Okay, he keeps messing up. Tell us what you did.
Well.
We're looking at your tweets. Let's have a look. So, Steve, what's his name? Stephen T35 and Ian Lee. Let's see if that comes up.
Final attempt.
Here we go. Yes, mate. Worked that out himself. Stephen, we found out. We got your tweets here. So, did they say stop pulling sickies, Ian? Just an observation, cheeky chops. Now, I delete my tweets, so we don't know what that's in reference to. Looks like you're desperately trying to stop leakage from your arse. He PM'd me a plonker pic.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
No, I'm not going to unblock you. I'm not going to unblock you. That's not happening. You're welcome to the show tonight. I tend to stick with my Twitter blocks. If you cannot wait booze at against cheers at royal events, people, especially the people who stand in line, traditionally cheer. They are not and never have been booers. He's right. Mixed reception is not what they do. Boris Johnson has changed that. That's true. That is unprecedented. Can we just watch it? Can we just watch it one more time? Because it, it's beautiful. It is beautiful. Come to me. There we go. Here we go.
Comes them as someone who's they're part of her family.
The Prime Minister just arriving with his wife.
Shame on
me. Quite booing in the crowd.
Well, and you can hear it. There is really quite a lot of booing, actually.
Wow.
A substantial amount.
So, didn't see that coming.
They may be booing the prices of Five Guys. I don't know. That is a possibility.
That's quite a moment.
That's history, mate. That is history. That is history. Love it. Absolutely love it. Love it.
Yeah.
I tell you what. Let's open the phone lines. We've got now. Tell us about our guest. We've got coming on
Jim the King Brown.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis will be entering the building.
He's just incredible. He is an incredible Elvis.
Oh, get him to do hairdresser in the style of Elvis.
I bet he could. If you may be one of the many people who, when we mentioned this man's name, said, "Oh, I had the Gravesland album."
Yeah, there we go.
It's from a few years back now.
There we go.
But he did songs by dead artists with Elvis's voice. The sort of songs that maybe Elvis would have gone for. Now, he'll tell you a story about when he went to Graceland and had a very unusual approach from a woman.
What the?
Yeah. But I'll let him tell you that story because okay. It's an absolute belter. But yeah, he's been to Graceland. He was wandering around Graceland. He ended up signing a CD for someone.
What's a buzzer boy?
Yes, mate. But yeah, do you want to play him a snippet?
Yeah. Let's have...
Don't put her hairdresser back on because
we lost a lot of fans there. Hang on a minute, I'm getting a little bit confused. Then I go bottom left. Here we go. We've got keeping a little eye on our legalities.
Check this guy out, he's so wonderful.
Dave said, "Saw him supporting the fun-loving criminals."
He has. He's incredible. Postman did a turn at his local club one night, got a gig there, ended up with a record contract, and supporting people like the fun-loving criminals. Still touring now.
Ben, that's no picture. That's a painting. It's a Ouija board. Frank Sargent. Jump on a bit, so we might get a copyright.
To this world we've grown.
Here we go.
Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone, riders on a storm.
Yes, I mean, come on.
Love it.
There's a killer on the road.
Sir.
His brain is squirming like a toad.
Jimmy and Charlie on tour.
Take a long holiday and let your children play.
There we go, ladies.
He's just brilliant.
Let's open Skype. 0203 286 6370 is the phone number if you want to give us a call. We missed you, Alice. We'll call you back in a second. First of all, let's phone up a phone box in London. Oh! It might
It'll
be loads
packed.
Of people there. This is near, like, the Houses of Parliament, right? This is an actual phone box. Oh, no, no, no. Hang on a second. We are set for a supervision session. That's what we're set for. So we go to audio and video. We go to speakers. And we go to USB number 3. And then we try again. So this is a public payphone near Parliament. Let's see.
I'm imagining it's one of those ones near the bridge.
Imagine what you want.
That's the one I'm imagining in my shell.
Here we go.
Can they hear it over the roar of the crowd?
There'll be loads of people there.
But will Don't they think be too shy to answer?
We will keep trying this through. This is my new favourite thing. I do this throughout the day.
Uh-huh.
You tell them about the ABBA phone. Do you know the ABBA phone?
No, I don't know about the ABBA phone.
Oh, that is an ABBA museum in Sweden.
Right.
Right, and there, in there is a red phone. Do you know the people that got the phone number for that?
ABBA.
The four members of ABBA. If it rings, you pick it up, it's one of ABBA.
Wow.
I wonder if there's any video of that. Because I saw a story about it and it said, someone tweeted, it was Bjorn tweeted, well, today's person who picked up the ABBA phone
Do
was 12
it every
year
day?
Old. I just think when they're bored. ABBA phone. Oh, there's Ring Ring, they did a song, didn't they?
Yes.
ABBA Museum phone. No, let's look in news. ABBA Museum phone.
Yes,
here we go,
it
here
is.
We go, here we go. How do we have a look? How do we look at this? How do we look at this? It comes out weird when I do that for some reason. Hang on. Let's bring you into the picture. At the ABBA Museum, we have a very special red phone. If the phone rings, someone from ABBA is calling. Well, yesterday the phone rang and it was Frida calling. This lucky man, Mark Duncan, answered and was, of course, thrilled to take this surreal call. So keep your eyes alert on your ears alert on your visit. If the phone rings, you might want to take that call. He's surely a lucky man, says Jorge Soares. I imagine what can happen on that poor phone when it rings. Dirty bastard.
What?
It didn't ring when I was there. That's okay, still a great place. Something for Graceland's to do. Well, it won't be Elvis at Graceland's, will it?
Oh,
here we go, look at this. My daughter answered it. The caller was not ABBA, though, but an imaginary friend.
She just played on the phone.
It didn't ring. Imagine they tried to ring when she was holding it. That's great, right? That's a great thing to have in a museum.
That's
ABBA
so
phone.
Good.
Every museum should have an ABBA phone.
Oh, imagine if the Beatles Museum had a microphone.
Yes, mate. Yes, mate. Have some of that. Alistair, we miss your call, as we always do. What are we calling you, landline? Let's call you landline. Oh.
Let's see what this young man has to say for himself on this fine day.
Nadine's out tweeting. What crap is she coming up with? We're blaming it on the BBC. Alistair, give us a call when you're
Can
ready,
my
friend.
Can she close down the BBC? Can she cancel crowds?
She's one of the worst.
Yeah.
There's a clutch of them who are... Shall we see what Nancy's tweeting? Let's see what Nadine Dorries.
Oh, here comes Alistair.
Here comes Alistair.
She'll be on it. Fabricant, it'll be all over it.
There were far, far more cheers. But that doesn't make a good headline, does it? Queen's thank you. Here's the thing, right? Is it 1984 or one of those things? Or is Animal Farm? Is Orwell? It will come to a point when we stop believing our own eyes and our own ears,
yeah.
Because you're told to stop believing. That's what she's doing. That's what I like tweeting her. Liar.
Has she blocked you yet?
She hasn't blocked me yet. I've sent her quite a bit of abuse.
That's interesting.
She's a liar. She's a liar.
She's a liar
she
and a butt kiss.
Is
she's
an absolute liar. There were far, far more cheers, but that doesn't make a good... The fact that there were... First of all, we couldn't hear the cheers.
They were from her mouth.
The fact... Yeah, you couldn't hear them because they were up his ass. The fact that we could even hear boos
Yeah.
The last time that something like that happened, it was at the Olympics, wasn't it? And it was, who was the guy that it was suggested used to enjoy cocaine? Not Gove, the other one. Not saying he did, but there was...
Oh, Osborne.
Yeah, he got booed at the Olympics.
Did he?
I seem to think. Oh, hang on a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just click the right button. It's Alistair. He did, he got booed at the Olympics, didn't he, Alistair?
I believe so. I have a vague memory of that, Ian.
Yeah.
It's 10 years ago now, so...
It was. Shame on Boris Johnson. Shame on you. Hey, Alistair, nice to see you. Have you moved to like a weird retro futuristic place?
I'm back on the street.
Oh, mate, yeah. I'm sorry. This stuff happens.
Anyway, good evening to yourself and Catherine.
You're a wanker.
Whoa!
That's uncalled for.
That is uncalled. I apologise. There are gremlins in my soundboard, and I apologise to everyone. I have no control over it. There are gremlins in it. I had a phone call from, it was sounded like a Nigerian gentleman who told me there was a problem with my computer. I gave him all of the passwords and then he hung up. And since then, my computer has been doing some very, very strange things.
What the fuck?
It's true.
So rude.
It's true. So I apologize. There's a Nigerian in my computer.
Just protect your computer with all sorts of security options, I would say.
It's too late, it's already in there.
I was protecting it with prayers and dream catchers.
I actually thought my computer had been infected the other week, so I actually did a...
Flipping it, mate. That was out of your mouth, that wasn't even the flipping soundboard.
What did you say?
You don't want to know, Alistair.
Alistair.
Mucky, he's mucky.
Mucky.
Oh, never mind.
Never mind. Let's just move on.
Anyway, tell me about this infection.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.